With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is being impeached. House Republicans releasing two articles against him this morning and vowing to move swiftly to kick him out of the cabinet over his failure to manage the U.S.-Mexico border. They say he's guilty of, quote, high crimes and misdemeanors. Two top White House advisors heading to the Biden reelection campaign. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
As the 2024 race heats up, the president is dispatching two of his senior advisors, Mike Donilon and Jen O'Malley Dillon, to his campaign headquarters in Delaware. The moves come after several Democrats, including former President Barack Obama, have questioned Biden's reelection strategy and encouraged him to shift people and decision-making from the White House to his headquarters in Wilmington. Greg Clugston reporting.
Meanwhile, Fox News contributor Pete Domenech says GOP analysts are getting out over their skis when they say Joe Biden has no chance for re-election this fall.
This is very early. We're 10 months out. There are babies that have not been conceived yet that will be born before this is decided. And I just think that it's very early to say.
He spoke to the Salem Radio Network. The Secretary General of the UN is asking countries to keep on funding the main agency providing aid in Gaza. Antonio Guterres' appeal today comes even as several employees of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees are found to have taken part in the Hamas attack on Israel that ignited the war 4 months ago. South Korea's military says North Korea fired several cruise missiles this morning that flew over waters near a major military shipyard on the country's east coast. This extends a streak of weapons tests that are worsening tensions with South Korea, the U.S., and Japan. This is SRN News. Back in 2020, Dallas pastor T.D. Jakes created a foundation that is committed to providing education and training for minorities in areas of science, technology, engineering, the arts, and math. Today, his vision has expanded to building bridges between underserved communities and the business world. President and CEO Kelly Cornish outlines the mission of the T.D. Jakes Foundation.
Going into schools and also providing academies where children from underserved communities can attend to learn about these areas that the Black and Brown community has not really been exposed to up until recently. And this goes back to finding some of the root causes of why there are such disparities and then helping to change those.
Cornish adds the T.D. Jakes Foundation already operates a thriving STEAM Academy in Dallas and is about to launch another one in Atlanta later this year. Details at tdjakesfoundation.org. This is SRN News. There are some heroes in Indiana.
A truck hauling zebras and camels from a circus caught fire early Saturday on a highway, prompting a police rescue of the critters. Authorities say a state trooper, a Grant County sheriff's deputy, and a third unidentified person rescued five zebras, four camels, and a miniature horse by leading them off of the smoke-filled trailer. None of the animals were injured, although the three who did the rescue work all suffered from smoke inhalation and were treated. Jason Walker reporting.
NASA's Little Mars helicopter has flown its final flight. The space agency says the 4-pound chopper named Ingenuity can no longer get off the ground because of rotor blade damage. While it remains upright and in contact with flight controllers, officials say the $85 million mission is officially over. This is SRN News.